Part 4. Literal and Inferential Understanding. Listen to the text carefully and answer questions 11 to 14. For each question, choose the correct answer and write the correct number 1, 2, or 3 in the brackets provided.
Arvind and his brother had to open the door and windows at night because that was the only way they could find the way in the house. On a moonless night, they could not see much. However, having no electricity was the least of their problems. To get water, they had to walk very far to the common tap in the next village. Yet, instead of complaining to each other, the poor boys just did their best to cope. One day, Arvind was carrying a pail of water back to their house when he met an old woman. She was hunched and her lips were parched. "Please give me some water," begged the woman in a weak voice. She was probably starving too. Now, Arvind had walked all morning to the common tap to get his pail of water. If he gave the stranger some water, he would not have much left for himself. But she looked so weak that Arvind took pity on her and said, "Here, drink all you want. You can have this pail of water. I will go back to the common tap to fetch water again." The woman drank heartily from the pail. She returned Arvind an empty pail and said, "You are very kind. Let me repay your kindness." She tapped the empty pail several times and it turned into a basket of fruit. Then the woman vanished into thin air. Arvind and his brother gave some apples to farmers nearby, and the farmers gave them eggs and bread in return. After a few days, there was only one apple left in the basket. Arvind told his brother, "You can have this apple. I will go into the forest tomorrow to find food for us." When Arvind's brother took the apple out of the basket, many other fruits filled the basket. It was a magical basket. The boys were never hungry again.
Question 11. Why did the boys open the door and windows at night? Question 12. How did the boys react to the problems they had? Question 13. Why did Arvind give the stranger his pail of water? Question 14. Arvind let his brother have the last apple in the basket. From this, we know that listen to the text again.
Arvind and his brother had to open the door and windows at night because that was the only way they could find the way in the house. On a moonless night, they could not see much. However, having no electricity was the least of their problems. To get water, they had to walk very far to the common tap in the next village. Yet, instead of complaining to each other, the poor boys just did their best to cope. One day, Arvind was carrying a pail of water back to their house when he met an old woman. She was hunched and her lips were parched. "Please give me some water," begged the woman in a weak voice. She was probably starving too. Now, Arvind had walked all morning to the common tap to get his pail of water. If he gave the stranger some water, he would not have much left for himself. But she looked so weak that Arvind took pity on her and said, "Here, drink all you want. You can have this pail of water. I will go back to the common tap to fetch water again." The woman drank heartily from the pail. She returned Arvind an empty pail and said, "You are very kind. Let me repay your kindness." She tapped the empty pail several times and it turned into a basket of fruit. Then the woman vanished into thin air. Arvind and his brother gave some apples to farmers nearby, and the farmers gave them eggs and bread in return. After a few days, there was only one apple left in the basket. Arvind told his brother, "You can have this apple. I will go into the forest tomorrow to find food for us." When Arvind's brother took the apple out of the basket, many other fruits filled the basket. It was a magical basket. The boys were never hungry again.
Question 11. Why did the boys open the door and windows at night? Question 12. How did the boys react to the problems they had? Question 13. Why did Arvind give the stranger his pail of water? Question 14. Arvind let his brother have the last apple in the basket. From this, we know that...